Both the Vnei Sherisha and Risha Nisak, because the say comes out drop by drop. So the pshat is that first some dam came out when it was Chayim. So that dam is not Tomei. Now we know after the person dies and the drop comes out drop by drop, but each drop that falls in is like Bata Barayv. But since each drop is Bata Barayv, there should not be Tumas Meis on it. So Mora says, Zuchur, it's right, Shata Kamele Rabbanu Abiyud. Zuchur, Rabbanu say very good, back to Abiyud. How could this be a Sofik Tumim in Rabbanu? Look, each drop that comes out should be Bata Barayv. And the Gemara says, Dor Abiyud Latam, Abiyud goes according to his own Tam. The Yom Abiyud holds, Ein Dam Mavato Dam. That blood cannot be mavata dam, meaning min b'min is not potla according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, even though the dam drips down into another dam that was dam tor, still, when you have roiv revius comes out, the achamisom, it would be tummy. Rabbi Shimon Meshimon says, what's going to be tzolov? Allah is first as crucified like on a tree. Shedomai shreises lowers, the dam is dripping down to the ground. Fenimtsa tacht of revius dam, before underneath the revius of dam. Tomei, that's called revius dam from a mace. It has tum on it. Reb Yudim et Ab Yudim says, no, in such a case, the dam remains tor. Why? Shani Yom have a right to say that tipa shomis, the tip drop of dam that comes out, b'shati's mace. Mashma, that's the main tipa that causes the revius of dam to come tomei, is a medis lagabi yais, could still be standing on top of the tree. Not all the dam drips down. Therefore, he's choshen, maybe that tipa is still on top. Therefore, the dam on the bottom has no tumma. Reb Yehuda Lechura, Nemi Lenashi, he should say to himself, Shani Yoyim Atipa Shomisa Menas Agabi Amito. How come before by the bed where the mace was lying on the bed, don't we say they're also the same thing? So why do we say the blood on the floor and the gum is Tamei, even though he yells Ein Dam Avato Dam? But maybe the main thing is the Tipa that came out Bashasi died, maybe that Tipa of Dam is still on top of the bed. Just like you say by tree, maybe that tip or that drop of blood is on top of the tree. The Mora says, no, Shani b'mita de mechalchalo. A bed is different. Since the bed is like mechalchalo, holy-like, it doesn't hold it up. It's porous. It comes out, so the dam for sure drips down. So there for sure, even the tipa that came out b'shas, the person died, that tipa does get mixed up with the other dam. Therefore, he holds, that's called like dam tfusa, that dam taka would be tummy. That dam has a din, revius dam, that I call upon the midra bon, that has a tumas oil on it. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Beginning, Hayyamun used to say, Hayyosheves Adam Tor, an Isha that let's say she gave birth, and after the 14 days of the Kaiva, then till the next 66 days, is called Dam Tor. So an Isha that's sitting on the Dam Tor is like this, Hoysa Moro, Hoysa Mara Mayim LePesach. She's allowed to fetch water to clean the Korban Pesach. Rashi says, Mora Mayim LePesach means, Mekliya Kli Lirchas Bayas Pesaya Pesach. That even though she herself assumes she is called the Tfulas Yom Aruch, because even though she goes to the mikveh after the 14 days, but she's not Torah complete on the Gerta Kodshim until she brings the Korban on the 80th day. So from the 14th until the 80th day, those 66 days, she's called like a Tful Yom. So the Kiddush is still, she's allowed to pour water or get the water, she could pour the water from one pitcher to another pitcher, like to wash the Korban Pesach with it. Rashi says, I will deny a man of the God, but she can't touch the water itself. She tfulas yom, because she's a tfulas yom. Because she told her she went to the mikveh after 2 weeks, and she doesn't have her ever shemesh, she's not tore completely, until the end of the day, then she can bring a karbonis. So therefore, it's called a tful yom. Rashi, the apostle says by tful yom, a tful yom really means somebody became tamei today and touched the sheretz, and he went to the mikveh. But still, the apostle says, b'chol kodesh lo sigi, he can't touch any kodshim, until it comes to ever shemesh. And the kaimel, Rashi says, we hold, when the person says b'chol kodesh means the rabbi says a truma, it's mamba the truma. O tful yom, yesheni, it's a sheni. O kishimara, when she pulls off the water, and in the gathmam here she's not touching the water. Ella becomes, she's only touching the kli, the vessel. And therefore, since she a tful yom has locha v'sheni, v'sheni ain't a metama kli. So like the Mishnah says, even though she has a loch like she's a sheni l'tuma, she's a tful yom, still she's allowed to pour this water as long as she doesn't touch the water itself. So that's called Berishay No Yom. At the beginning we used to say, that Hayeshev is Adam Tor, Hayesemar Romayim LePesach. She's allowed to pour the water to wash her Korban Pesach. But Chozu Lema, then they retracted and said, Harehi Kemagia Tome Meis. No, that this Tfulus Yom has a loch as if she touched a mace, as if to say she's a Nevatuma. And therefore, she can't touch this Kli, because if she touches the Kli, she'll be the time of the Kli. So they gave her a din like she was a Magia Tome Meis LeKadishim. Kedivri Besil, these are the ones of Beshama Yomrim, Af Kitami Meis. Not only Kemaga, not only if she's touching somebody that touched the mace, but as if she mamash touched the mace herself. So Rashi says, Chazu Lema, they retracted and turned a bigger chumra, that Arei Kemaga to the mace, Shurishim Kachim. It's like she touched somebody that touched the mace, so therefore she becomes a Rishim. But only for Chulin. Only for Kachim, Avul Chulin, Lai, but for Chulin, she's not Tommy at all. Hilkach, Afil Nagas B'mayim, according to this man Yomanel, she could even touch the water, if she wants to. Because the Mayim really is Chulim here. And therefore, Tfu Yom is only Yishenihu, and Yishenihu does not make a Shlishi B'chulim. Sadra, B'chol Zulem was in one way to be Machim, and one way to be Mekol. They retracted to say that Negeyat to Kachim, she's Mamas like a Rishon Latum, not a Sheni, but a Rishon. But Negeyat to this water, that's not really meant for kachim, it's only there to wash the water, so the water itself is chulin, to wash the Pesach, therefore she's allowed to touch the water. She's not metama the water. And Beisil Beshami says that negiah to kachim, she's mamas like a tummy mace, she's like an avatumma. But again, only for kachim, not for chulin. So what's like this? First, the Mishnah says, morin, she's allowed to pour the water out of the kli, but negas le, she can't touch the water. I don't know, what do we see? At the Tanakhama first they held that Chulin Shinasu Ataras HaKadosh is HaKadosh Dami. That this water, even though it's only water, it's only going to be used to wash it off, but since it's Nasu Ataras HaKadosh, it has the locha like Kachim, and therefore this Isha cannot touch it. And the Rashi says, therefore Mahani Boshani, therefore since she's a Shani, Yeshani can be Matama this water. That's what the beginning they held. So the first question is, so Aim Asaif, what does the Sefer the Mishnah say? The Sefer says like this, that Chozu Lema, then they retracted and said, Chozu Lema, Harehi Kemagen, Tomei Mace the Kachim, and no, she's like touching somebody that touched a mace, but only the gate to Kachim. So the Deek is, Le Kachim in, just she can't touch Kachim. But Lechulin Lei, but stand to touch the water, she could touch the water. Alma, what do we see? That Chulin Shinas, or Ataras HaKadosh, is not Kachadosh Dami. Like this water that's really chulin, just you want to keep the Torah to be used like a Kodesh. So here we see why that's called Lav Kodesh Dami. And therefore she's allowed to touch this water because the water itself is not Kachim. So since she's only a Sheni does not make a Shlishi by chulin. So at the beginning we held it is, we held no. So what's the Nechnami? I'll tell you, must this Tanishta goes now according to Abishurli, Titania, Abishur Omer, that full Yom. The person that touched the sheretz today, then he went to the mikvah, so he's a tful yom to my time, he is tchila l'kodesh. He has a locha like he's a tchila for kachim, which means a tam mishnayim, he could make a shen and the sheni can make a shlishi, v'lusalechot, then the shlishi makes a fourth thing, psul, but that's only negeir to kachim. But negeir to tairas ha-chulin, shenas ha-chulin, shenas ha-tairas ha-kodesh, that he holds is not called Kodesh Dami. That's Pshat Nechoz Ruleima. That the beginning Tzaka they held at the Sheet, that is Kodesh Dami. But then Nechoz Ruleima hold no, it's not called Kodesh Dami, it's only called Kechulin. And therefore the Isha is allowed to touch this water. Since she's only a Sheni Hutoma, a Sheni does not make a Shlishi by Chulin. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Umoidim, they both agree, Umoidim, that this Isha is Tfulus Yom, she's not eat Maiserishim. Rashi says, Kedin Tfu Yom, it any Tfu Yom. A Tfu Yom is not eat Maiserishim. Now, the Koitza Lochala, when she makes a dough, she's not to set aside a piece to make challah out of it. Uma Kefes, and then she draws that piece near the big dough. So far she could touch it, because so far it's not challah. But now, the Koral Hashem, now she takes her hands away from it, and now she calls it Chala. once it's challah, now you can't touch anymore, because once you get the shame challah, it's like kochim, and it's full yom, can't touch the kochim. But before she called it challah, it's not called kochim. So she was allowed to touch it before, until she gives it a shame challah. Now, the yimnofal meroika, let's say some of her spit falls. Rosa midam tyra, stam adam of the dam tyra now. They were saying that these next 66 days the dam is torah. Our kikush of truma, let's say it falls on a piece of bread of truma. Shil tor, lachas remains tor, that since the isha is not a nida, she's only at fullest yoim, therefore her spit has no tumor on it, her dam has no tumor. Therefore if it falls on truma, it remains tor. Beishami says no, tzricha tfila biachrein. No, alocha now. Beishami yomrim, that after the 66 days go by, or after the 80th day, tzricha tfila biachrein, she has to make another tfila. Even though she went to the mikveh after the 14th day, but she has alocha of a tfula yom, at the end of the 80th day, she has to go to the mikveh again. Rashi says, leil shumainim l'truma, she has to go again, l'or to be able to teach truma. If they should tfula siyam orachi, like she couldn't eat truma in this time, so she was mistier that. So he's saying, "Get the truma. Maybe she's tummy. Therefore, she has to go to the mikveh again." Ubei still learn you know, and it's tzricha tefila b'achreina. We do not say she's a mistier das, and therefore she does not have to go to the mikveh again to eat truma. Rashi says though, "Rabu lekotchim oidi beisilom," but the gear for to eat kotchim that even beisil does agree she has to go to the mikveh again. The kaima we hold in the Gemara Chagigah. Yes, they have to go to the mikveh again for kachim. So if we're here, she'll have to go to again to be able to eat kachim. Just that still holds, in order to eat truma, here it's okay for truma, you don't need another tefillah. Now the Gemara says, the Yamar Makos, we learned that Toval Viola Oichel B'maisa, that's luck of a regular tefillah. The person that was Tommy touched the sherets today, and then he went to the mikveh. So as soon as he comes up for the mikveh, right away he's allowed to eat maiserishin. So therefore this isha also, after the 14 days that she went to the mikveh, she could eat maiser. Then it says, v'koitz l'chala. Why? Because before she calls it chala, it's called chulin at fulin l'chala. It's only chulin, regular dough, that set aside that she will take off chala from it. So we hold up until she takes it off, is lav k'chala dam, it's not called k'chala. And therefore, it's not chulin, it's not kachim. Therefore, she could touch it. Or my kefis. Now, after she sets it aside, she's supposed to bring it, draw it near the big dough. The other makos we learned, mitzvah litra min amukav, means make off truma, yetadu min amukav, from what's nearby. Therefore, it's a mitzvah litra min amukav. Then it says, v'korul Hashem, that then she calls Hashem, give it Hashem chalo. So Mora says, asak odad agin, I would have thought to say, Nigza dilma also lemingabo meyavroi, that maybe we should not let her do this, because maybe we should come to touch it. Because Kamashmu, no, we're not afraid. We're not afraid to say that she should be able to call it Kala, as if to say maybe she'll come and touch it. We're not afraid. We don't say she'll touch it. She's not going to touch it. Therefore, she can call it Kala now, even though she can't touch it anymore. Then it says, Vimnofum erek, let's say some of the spit falls on this. So it's Torah, the time we learned. Mashke tfuyayim, mean liquid that comes out from a tfuyayim, is kemashke in hanogei behem. It's like mashke that touched them. And what's the locha? That the elu, ain't a metamin, both remain Torah. Chutz remashke azav, shuavatum, only the mashke, the spit that comes out of a zav, the other Torah says, that's called the mayim, that's a navatuma. But if the person's only its full yayin, then just his tummy. But the mashka that comes out of him is not tummy. It's like mashka touching him. Since he's a sheni, he doesn't make the mashka tummy. And therefore the mashka that comes out of him remains tor. That's the name of the Mishnah. If the mashka goes on top of the bread of kikra truma, it remains tor. Then the Mishnah says that Veshamai, Mai b'nai, what's the machlokes between Veshamai b'silu? Amarav k'tima, Tful yom orach ikubinai, like over here, she's a long tful yom. I mean, she went to the mikvah on the 14th day, and she really can't eat kachim or truma until the 80th day. So since it's a long time in between, that's the machlokes. Do we say she was mesir da? She took her mind away from watching herself, so we're afraid maybe she became tummy in between. Therefore, she has to go to the mikvah again in order to eat truma. That's what Beis Shammai holds.
But it still holds no, even though it's a long time in between, we do not say she was Mesir Das, she's still tall, therefore she could eat Truma without going to the mikveh a second time. The other Mishnah says, Horoya Yoim Echad Osa. Let's say Nisha sees Dam on the 11th day, like after she finished 7 days of Nida, then it becomes 11 days. If she sees 3 days straight during these 11, she becomes a Zava. Let's say she only sees 1 day during these 11, so that's called the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, meaning with the Uraisa, she's Tomei until the next day, until she watches a little bit of the next day that she didn't see. Then she can go to the mikvah, and then she becomes Tomei with the Uraisa. But that's during the first 11 days. What's going to be on the 11th day itself? Haroya Yom Echad Osa. V'tov l'lerev, and then that evening she went to the mikvah. Or Misham, she lived with her husband. If it would have been the 10th day, so Shita she still Tomei. Because if it would have been the 10th or 9th or one of the first days, the Lachrit, she has to wait till the next day first to become Torah. At night, she's still Tamei. But that's only because the next day she may see again and be mitzvah to become a Zava. But here, what she saw on the 11th, so we'll soon see that she can't become a Zava anymore. Because even if she sees again tomorrow, she becomes a Nida tomorrow. So after the 11 days. So the question is, this 11th day now, does she midiraisa have to wait till tomorrow to become Torah? Or could she go to the mikveh right now tonight? So that's the Mishnah says, what's the meaning if she went to the mikveh tonight and she lived with her husband? So Beisham Yerim Mitame Mishkev Moshe Bachayav Mekorbin. Beisham Yerim the midiraisa, she still needs Shimmer. And therefore she's still Tomei midiraisa until the next morning. And therefore if the husband lived with her at night, he's called the Boyal Nidor. And therefore he's Metar Boyal Zava, Zav Ketanam. Therefore he has Tumas Mishka B'Meshav on him. And also he's Chayav Korban, because he lived with the Zava.